Have you had the Master's touch? If you haven't, He'll touch you this morning. If you will just open up your hearts to that. Last Sunday, we started a four-part series called You Matter. This morning, we're going to be in part two of that series, and I'm going to call it They Matter. Last Sunday, we focused on you mattering. Today, we're going to focus on they mattering. And folks, they matter to Jesus. They matter to us. I want to read a scripture, two verses this morning from John's Gospel, chapter 13. And we're going to read verse 34 and 35. Two verses that as a child of God, we really, really need to take to heart. John chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Now let's stop for just a moment. This is Jesus talking, and He says, a new commandment I give to you. Who's He giving it to? Us. A new commandment for us. Look at what it says. That you love who? One another. Now, let me tell you, folks, that's some powerful stuff. Even if I think He's the ugliest human being on the face of this earth. Because I can get away with it. It was either you or Judy, and Judy would have knocked a shoe out of me, okay? I gotta love Him. Now listen to me. It's not multiple choice. It's not if you want to. I am commanded by Jesus to love Him. I am commanded by Jesus to love you. You are commanded by Jesus to love me. So we're to love one another. Now here's how we're supposed to do it. As I have loved you. Boy, how did He love us? So much He gave His life. That's strong, isn't it? That's as strong a scripture as there is in the Word of God right there. But yet it's so misunderstood. I have Christians come to me before and say, Brother Tom, I can't stand that person, but I love his soul. Bull. Bull. Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. Now, you can't hate somebody and love their soul. We are commanded by Jesus Christ, our Savior, to love them as He has loved us. That you also love one another. By this, you think they're a Christian or not? Listen to this. By this, all, who is all? The world. The world will know that you are my what? Disciples. I want the world to know that I am a disciple of Jesus. Now, they don't know I'm a disciple of Jesus just because I got up this morning, put a tie on, and came to church, and I'm the preacher. Ridiculous. They know that I am a disciple of Jesus because I love other people. Amen? That's how they know you are a disciple of Jesus. Because if you have love for one another. Now, folks, that's a little extra. I wasn't even going to talk about that. That's just a little extra bonus right there. But folks, we are commanded, not suggested, to love one another. That is our commandment. When we started last week, we talked about you matter. Today we're going to talk about they matter. And I could not have picked a better verse than the one that we just went over right there. So we're going to be talking about the individuals that we meet and come across every day of our life, okay? Now, every one of us comes in contact with people. There's 7+ billion people on planet Earth. Did you know that? 7 billion of them. But we're going to talk about the ones next door to us. Yeah, they matter. They matter. We're going to talk about the ones that we work with. They matter. Oh, can they irritate you sometimes? They matter. They matter. How about the ones we work for? Boy, they can irritate us sometimes, can't they? Really, I know I have people work for me and I really irritate them sometimes. But guess what? They matter. How about the ones we see in the grocery store or the shopping mall? Folks, got news for you. They matter. Let me tell you, that joker that comes through the grocery line and cuts in there and goes to the express line, you got 5 items and they got 30, and they're in this 10 checkout line, guess what? I don't care how irritated you are at them, they matter. Think about that next time you get behind them. Or how about you get in there and they got this side punch notebook full of coupons? Oh, my goodness, I've stood there 45 minutes waiting to get checked out. They matter. They matter. When you come into church this morning, and that character cuts you off at the stop sign out there, they matter. They matter. Everybody we bump into on the planet Earth matters. At the gas station, we bump into people. They matter. At the gym, the restaurant, some of you will be going out to eat after church today. Guess what? All those people in that restaurant, they matter. Hundreds of people drive past this church every week, every day. This is a busy intersection here. You know what? Every last one of them matters. They matter. You can't go anywhere and not have people. They're everywhere. Nowhere on this planet are you going to go that you don't run into somebody you know. Go on a vacation. Get 1,000 miles away from home. Lo and behold, you look up and there's somebody you know. Wow, good thing I didn't come here to do something bad, isn't it? You're going to run into somebody everywhere you go. I don't care where you go, you're not immune to it. People are everywhere. You can't get away from them. Every now and then it would be nice to, wouldn't it? But folks, we can't get away from them. I think this is why Jesus said, find you a closet, shut the door, and pray. That's the only way you're going to be by yourself on planet Earth. I recently joined the YMCA because of the advice of my doctor. I have not yet been to the YMCA over the past few weeks that somebody hadn't come up and said, hey, Tom! And I got no clue who they are. Just the other day, a fellow come up and said, ain't you Tom? Is your name Tom? I said, yeah. Is it Tom Sibley? I said, well, yes, it is. He said, you don't recognize me, do you? I said, I don't have a clue who you are. We used to go to church together about 12 years ago. I hadn't seen him in that long. But I guess, you know, I'm so ugly, I don't change. People remember me. All these other people get better looking as they age. I get uglier, so they remember me. You can't go anywhere, folks, that you don't run into somebody that you don't know. Michael and I were talking yesterday at Tina Daniels' funeral, which he and I conducted. Somebody came up to him and said, Michael, you used to be my pastor. And this was like 40-something years ago, wasn't it, Michael? So we go, folks, somebody's going to recognize you everywhere you go. But I want you to remember this. They matter. They matter. We are all a part of the human race. We can't get away from people. We can't do it. As of last week, on planet Earth, according to the internet, there were 7,297,702 people on planet Earth. Now, how close that is, I don't know. But let's just say excess of 7 billion human beings on planet Earth. In America, a person is born every 8 seconds. A person dies every 10 seconds. An international, now I didn't say illegal, I said an international immigrant enters this country every 29 seconds. And I'm sure in that figure they probably got the legal and the illegal figured in there. But that's a net gain of one person every 17 seconds that we are alive here in America. We have in this country 323 million people in the United States of America. That's a lot of folks, isn't it? That's a lot of people. But when you compare it to China and India, 1.3 billion each, that's not many. So we're not overpopulated by any means. But I'll tell you this, you can't find a landmass anywhere on planet Earth that people are not there. People are everywhere. Other people are everywhere. And we're commanded in the Scriptures, in God's Word, we're commanded to reach them. That's a commandment, not a suggestion. And to love them. Now, I want to show you something we don't talk a lot about because it's out of the courthouses now and out of the federal buildings, and that's the Ten Commandments. Have you ever broke them down? I want to break them down for you this morning just briefly. The first four commandments have got to do with God. The first four. Let's look at them for a moment. You shall have no other gods before me. God. He's a jealous God. He don't want us to have anything before Him, does He? Now, folks, let me tell you something. You shall have no other gods before me. That's not necessarily a little statue that you set up. That can be anything that you put before God is ahead of Him. And if you're doing that, you're wrong, and you need to change that. But anything that I put before God is wrong. You shall not make idols. Never should we make an idol and bow down to this idol and worship it. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. He don't want to hear it. So don't do it. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That was God's commandment to the children of Israel. And all of these commandments are very important. Now let's look at the last six. All of these pertain to God. But look who these pertain to. Honor your father and your mother. Others. You shall not murder. Others. You shall not commit adultery. Others. You shall not steal. Others. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Others. You shall not covet. Others. And that's who they pertain to right there is others. So folks, it's hard to lie about them if you do what that verse we read start with, love them as yourself. It's hard to steal from them if we love them as Jesus loved them. We're certainly not going to murder them if we love them the way Jesus loved them. And we're not going to do any of this and covet from them or anything and all. But this is why Jesus said, love our neighbor as ourself. You won't have any problem with six of the Ten Commandments if you love others and value them enough to say two words. And here they are. They matter. They matter. And if they matter, those six commandments right there will be perfect for you because you realize the worth of that other person. They matter. Folks, even though we got so many people in the world, they are not inanimate objects. They're not just a piece of furniture. They matter. They have feelings and they're not disposable. Every one of us has a personality. Every one of us has feelings and every one of us matters. We matter. Every one of us does. Every single person on the planet matters to God. Now listen, they matter whether we notice them or not, whether we care about them or not. Whether we want Him or not, they matter. They matter to Him. Psalm 24 verse 1 says, "The earth is the Lord's." Don't you love that? The earth is the Lord's. The fullness thereof, the world, and they, that's all of the people that dwell therein. They are the Lord's. They matter. If they didn't matter to God, Liberty Baptist Church would not be here today. Neither would any of the other churches that we see in our community that's preaching and teaching the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They belong to and they matter to Him. I want you to imagine a conversation that could have gone on in heaven just before this little baby Jesus was born in the manger. The angels, this is not scripture now, I want you to imagine this, asking God, "God, why do you want to go down there?" Strong. Everything's fine here. Why do you want to go down there? Why in the world would you want to become flesh? Don't you know, God, that when you get down there, they're going to reject you? Don't you know they're going to despise you? And all of this was foretold in the Old Testament, wasn't it? That they're going to despise Him. Don't you know, God, they're going to kill you? And God looks at the angels and He says, "Yes, but I'm going anyway." And the angels say, "Why?" And God says, "Because they matter. They matter." One day Jesus, traveling with His disciples, walking down the road, He said, "I must go to Samaria." Disciples say, "What? Why would you want to go there? Those people aren't Jewish. They don't worship the way we worship." And to a Jew, a Samaritan was a dog. A dog. And here's our leader, Jesus, saying, "I'm going to Samaria." No Jews ever go to Samaria. They walk miles out of the way to keep from going there. I got news for you. There's been times to when I have gone a long ways around to keep from associating with somebody. Now, I'm being honest. Can you be honest? Can you? But they matter. Jesus said this. When they said, "Why do you want to go to Samaria?" Because they matter. And then He said this. "There's a little woman over there with a lot of stuff going on in her life. And she matters. I'm going to meet her at the well. I'm going to give her the water, living waters." They matter. Some of us have written people off. But understand this. Please understand this, folks. You might have written somebody off in your life, in your past. But God has not. They matter to them. They may irritate you. They may get on your nerves. They may be hurting you. You may even think that you hate them. But as a Christian, Jesus has commanded that we love one another. And I got to say it, folks. If you got hatred in your heart for your brother, you lost as a ball in high weeds. You mean, preacher, I don't mean anything. I'm quoting you the verse that was read at the beginning of this scripture. If we can't love our brothers, we don't have the love of God within us. They matter. Let's get a little deeper. Jesus fed his Judas. Think about that. The one who was about to sell him out. The one who was going to introduce a killing frenzy. Jesus sat to him, by him at the Last Supper. Judas, sit here by me. Woo! And he knew what was happening. Jesus knew what Judas was fixing to do. He was not someone Jesus pushed aside. Judas mattered to Jesus. Judas, sit next to me. So I've got a question for you. Are you mature enough to sit with and feed your Judas? Whew. That's tough. Don't ever harbor malice in your heart or hatred for one of your brothers. Because you see, Judas mattered to Jesus. Wow. Can you imagine? He knows he's fixing to give him the kiss of death. He walked with him 3.5 years. He taught him. They fellowshiped together. They ate together. And here he is at his last meal before his crucifixion. Judas, sit by me. Sit by me. Who gets to decide who matters? You, me, society? Let's look at Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. The Spirit of God is saying to those people, come. Come. Because they matter. What are we saying to them? What are we doing that is agreement with the Spirit is saying and doing in people's lives? What are we doing? Let's look at another verse. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Michael, I'm going to read a couple more verses you're not going to have back there that the Lord's led me to read. Just leave 18 up if you don't mind for a couple of minutes. I tell you the truth, whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Now, folks, I'm not sure that we realize the power of our prayers. And I want to go on and read 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth, two. How many we got in here this morning? A lot more than two. A lot more than two. Agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. We had some guests here this morning, and we gave them a mug with some little goodies in it. We have another guest here this morning. His name is Jesus. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be also. Boy, that's powerful, isn't it? That is so powerful. So if any two of us get together and we want to claim a soul for Jesus Christ, guess what? It's going to happen. Going to happen. What we do is when we claim something like that, we need to claim it in the name of Jesus in accordance with His will. But let me tell you, they matter to Jesus. The King James puts that verse like this, what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And to bind it, you gotta claim it. You gotta want it. You gotta go to work. You gotta make it happen. You just can't ignore them. Because people are everywhere and we can't ignore them, folks. You can't walk past them. You can't turn away from them. You gotta pray for them. You gotta love them. Revelation 22:17 says this, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. Where and who are they coming to? The church. And if we don't receive them and love them, who will? The drug dealers will love them. The terrorists will love them. All of the fanatics out there will bring them in and love them. The church has got to be the most loving organization in the entire world. We can be second to no one. We can't not play second fiddle when it comes to our love. Why? Because they matter. They matter. They have value, folks. Jesus has a purpose for their life. You remember the scripture we used last Sunday? How we were woven together in our mother's womb. How intricately and delicately God wove us together. He didn't weave us together without a purpose for our life. Because they matter. The first question that a follower asks of a leader is not, are you competent? Are you going to help me? The first word they want to know from a leader is, do you care for me? Do you care? Everybody wants someone to care for them, don't they? They do. They want that. And the reason is, you don't want to submit your life to someone who might hurt or manipulate you in some way. So the question of care is one that is significant in our life because it's the first step to trust, which is the first step to a relationship. We cannot introduce them to Jesus unless we have a relationship with them. It takes more strength to forgive than it does to remain hostile and angry and bitter. Forgiveness is a big deal, folks. And I'm telling you, it's tough to forgive some people, isn't it? Preacher, you just don't know what they did to me. They didn't nail you to a cross, did they? I mean, they didn't. What could be so bad that you can't forgive them? Look what Jesus did when He forgave you. We have to think of that sometimes. Little people can't forgive. Little people can't do it because they're too small, they're too petty, they're too easily offended. Forgiveness, folks, is a big thing. It's big. And you got to be a big person in order to be able to do it. You got to be able to see the big picture to forgive someone. You got to be able to be willing to lose a battle to win the war. Let go of the small stuff that really doesn't matter all that much when you compare it to the blood of Jesus Christ, which is the bigger picture in order to forgive someone. How can we think God is going to forgive us if we don't forgive them? How is it that I think my God is big enough to forgive me, but He can't forgive them because they're worse sinner than I ever was? How can I possibly ever think I have more grace shed on me than they do? Folks, they matter. The people outside these walls matter. The people inside these walls matter. I've got stuff in my life I'm not proud of. And if we was to go around this room, everybody in here's got something in their life they're not real proud of. But you got a God that is so big, He forgave you of it. Our thing now is we need to forgive others also. He didn't just suffer for me. He suffered for everyone. John chapter 3:16, one of the sweetest verses in the Bible. And it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." They matter so much that God left heaven, came to this earth, and died on a cross because they mattered. We can't call ourselves Christians and not be concerned about the 7+ billion people that He is concerned about. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, "Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth?" Who does God want to save? All men. Folks, it's not just about me, and it's not just about you. We need to get stirred up in our hearts about them because they matter. They matter to God. They need to matter to us. They need to know that they matter to us. They need to know that we are concerned about them. They need to know that we care about them. In your bulletin today, I put some little cards that look like this right here. Got our address on it, but on the back side of it is the plan of salvation. For the last 2 or 3 weeks, I have been experimenting with these because I just didn't want to give them to you without giving you a track record of how they work. Walk up to somebody after you're dealing with them in a restaurant, wherever you're at. "Would you mind if I give you a smile?" And what do they say? "No, I don't mind." Hand them a smile. By the way, if you really want a big smile, flip that thing over and read the back of it. And it'll show you the way to Jesus, who can really bring happiness to you. I put 2 of those in all of the bulletins back there today. And when we let out of church in a moment, Matthew's going to be at the back door with hundreds of those, so you can have as many as you want. But where it says disciple, write your name in. All of mine, I fill them out before I go anywhere. Mine say Tom Sibley. And you need to write them with a felt pen. And I know this is not what you expected on Sunday morning, but you know why I'm doing this? Because they matter. They matter. Too many times we as Christians come in contact with people and we don't know what to say. We don't have a clue. And that's because we're not trained good. Sometimes we're not studied enough. And sometimes we're just plain scared. But that first verse we read, we're supposed to love everyone. Amen? Some of you would say, "I would be a disciple of Christ and I would really go at it if I only knew how." Guess what? You now know how. Would you like a smile? I've not had anybody yet turn down a smile from me. They all like a happy face, especially one that says, "Smile, Jesus loves you." I want to tell you today that they matter. They matter so much that my God has inspired me to make these cards and give them to you so you can give them to somebody and say to them, "You matter. And here's a smile I want to give you." So folks, if you need some more cards today, I want you to get them as we leave the church. Right now, I want to talk to you about salvation. Bow your heads with me. If you're here today and you don't know my Jesus, boy, you're missing. You're missing. Right now, something's tugging at your heartstrings because the power of God is in this building today. The Holy Spirit of God is here today. God draws us through His Holy Spirit. If you want to be saved today, Jesus will save you. You come to the front of this church in just a moment, or even now. I'll pray with you. We'll ask God to save you, and then your path will be set toward heaven. But whatever God leads you to do today, be obedient. Be obedient to the Spirit of God. Bow your heads with me now, nobody looking around. If you need prayer, and I'm not going to embarrass you, I'm not going to single you out. If you need prayer and you're not saved today, you're lost. You're lost. If you died right this moment, you're going to a devil's hell. Raise your hand. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to single you out. I'm going to pray for you. If God's speaking to you and you need prayer today, if any of you desire prayer for any reason, slip your hand up. God will see your hand. Amen. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you be with every person in this congregation right now. Let your Holy Spirit work, Lord. Have your way right now. In Christ's name, amen. Let's all stand.